Crosby and Bob Hope. Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, presents the second annual Welcome Back, Baseball. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to a special half hour of entertainment brought to you by General Mills, the makers of Wheaties, as a salute to the great American game. Welcome Back, Baseball is transcribed with Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, their favorite girlfriend, Dorothy L'Amour, and the leading home run hitter of the major leagues, Pittsburgh's Ralph Kiner. And now here's Bing Crosby.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Well, we'll root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the all ball game.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and
gentlemen. Wait. Mac, hold it here.
They know me. I took it on ad in all the papers. They saw
it. Yeah, I saw it. I saw your ad. It says, comedian. Will meet audience anywhere willing to travel.
I ran it right next to your ad. Barry Fitzgerald, come back. I need you signed, Old Choir Boy.
Old Choir Boy. Now back up, will you? Let me introduce you right.
Yes, I think.
Will you?
Yeah.
Let me introduce you right.
What could you say about me that hasn't been said before?
Well, I could tell the truth.
On the air? This man lives more recklessly than Gussie Moran.
Bob, we ought to get into some entertainment now. You know, something like a song that gets in order.
Oh, good. You know, good. You're my...
Oh, good.
And good, you're my favorite singer, and I call you singer because you're built just like a sewing machine. You are. Jazzy.
It's time for a song, and just to show you I'm not an old piggy, I'm going to let you sing with me.
That doesn't prove anything, but if I...
I don't think you'd cut me into a song. This is my night.
Singing everything. Fun. This is fun.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Baked a cake.
Baked a big fat cake. If I knew you was coming, I'd have baked a cake.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Had I dropped you a letter, would you hire a band?
I got the greatest band in the whole darn land.
Had I dropped you a letter, would you hire a band and spread the welcome mat for me?
Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been.
But it really doesn't matter. Get a chair, fill your platter, and dig, dig, dig right in.
If you knew I was coming, you'd have had a meal.
7-course,
mostly horse.
Yeah, now.
Knew I was coming, you'd have had a meal.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
If we'd have known you were coming, we'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If we'd have known you were coming, we'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? Had you dropped us a ladder, we'd have hired a hall. A great big hall with a band and all. Had you dropped us a ladder, we'd have hired a hall. And spread the welcome mat for you. Spread the welcome mat for you.
See, it's so darn good to see you, and I've planned a good long stay. If you'd only give me warning, I'd have hopped the train this morning, and I'd gone the other way.
If you knew I was coming, you'd have cooked a goose.
Cooked a hoose?
A goose moose. If you knew I was coming, you'd have cooked a goose.
How'd you do?
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 How'd you do? Yeah. Oh, Robert, I must say, I've never heard you. Never heard you in such wonderful voice, Rob.
Yes, I had the carbon scrape. But you know, you don't have to bake a cake. Just slip me a bowl of Wheaties every time.
If we play our cards right, Ken Carpenter will slip everybody a bowl of Wheaties right now, won't you, Ken?
Ask many a busy family why they don't eat a good breakfast every morning, and they'll probably tell you it's because they're in a hurry, haven't the time. But what they don't realize is this. All the time it takes to get good nourishment first thing in the morning is the brief moment it takes to pour Wheaties into a bowl, slice a banana on top, and add sugar and milk. Yes, nutritionists tell us that one dish, milk and fruit and Wheaties, can be the better part of a better breakfast. Enjoy it along with some buttered toast or bread, and you're all set for a busy day. But you might ask, is there really much nourishment in such a quick and easy-to-fix breakfast? Ah, indeed there is. For remember, Wheaties are 100% whole wheat flakes. They give you 3 B vitamins, minerals, protein, and food energy. In fact, with milk and fruit, Wheaties give worthwhile amounts of more than a dozen essential nutrients, just what you need at the start of a busy day. So tomorrow morning, every morning, start the day with a better breakfast. A breakfast that begins with milk and fruit and Wheaties. Wheaties, 100% whole wheat flakes. Wheaties, breakfast of champ. Breakfast that begins with milk and fruit and Wheaties. Wheaties, 100% whole wheat flakes. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? The best breakfast food in the land.
Yes, sir. That was B. Crosby singing Wheaties, Wheaties, Wheaties.
Yes, sir, folks.
Try those Wheaties. Tonight, you know, we got to show a little class as we welcome back the great American sport.
Oh, my, you read straight lines so well, you ought to do it more often.
Handle all that stuff.
It's so good. So empty.
I got to give you credit, though, Crosby. You know, you hold a very unique position in baseball.
Really?
Yeah, you're the only guy in the game who grows his own bat boys.
You got the only face that grew its own bat.
Really? You're pretty chipper tonight. You've been starching your legs again.
And no remarks about Pittsburgh. I'm loyal to those boys, and I'm proud to be a real pirate.
You take money for singing, you're a pirate.
A real one.
Yeah, but...
How about that Fountain Denver?
I've seen your act. It would be dangerous. But I like the feel of the money as it wriggles through my fingers on its way to Washington. I love it. Tell me, hula hips, what have you been doing?
I'm slender. I'm...
What have you been doing for excitement besides spiking your Wheaties?
Nothing too brilliant. Ballast britches, nothing at all.
Ballast britches?
Yes.
If you want to get descriptive, tire tonsils, I will admit that I'm getting a little chubby in places.
Yes, sir. You're chubby in places where there aren't even supposed to be places.
There's one thing about that line. Either one of us could have read it. You know that.
anybody.
But I think I would have gotten a bigger laugh at it. I really did.
I did
would.
Well with it. I did well.
Are you going to tuck these things in before the show is over?
Just because I work for Chesterfield is no sign I should be the butt of all your jokes. Master.
Now, wait a minute. I'd like to throw in a plug for Surf myself.
Always punching, aren't you? But I got to hand it to you about making those personal appearance tours around the country. Must take a lot of energy to play all those theaters, those chili parlors and trailer camps.
Well, it is rather tiring, but I'm full of vigor.
Oh.
I wish you'd left off the O, boy.
I was worried about how to read it. I didn't know what was getting
But I can't be too harsh with you tonight. You haven't recovered from your operation yet. You still smell from ether.
I wish you'd inhale deeply.
Don't stand too close to the audience. I think it's getting to them.
They look like they're ready. Let them sleep. Now, why should they suffer?
I think they're ready for surgery right now.
But my operations are nothing serious. As a matter of fact, I had quite an interesting time at the hospital.
Really? What transpired?
Well, I...
Wait a minute. What transpired? There's a straight line I wouldn't give to Milton Berle.
What transpired?
No, wait. The line that may help you, what you're going to say. I'll do it in a minute.
Let me have it big.
What transpired?
This is what transpired. I had my appendix taken out.
Hey, incidentally, Cross, speaking of your operation, they really take out your appendix, or was it a low tonsil?
I don't know. Ask Luella Parsons.
She'll know. She never misses an opening.
Never, but you might be... You didn't know that was there, did you?
What transpired? You thought I was there. What transpired?
No, get off that line.
I can't live without it. What transpired?
You're reading it better, too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Brittle Bones. 1 week after my operation, I was out at San Bernardino working out with the Pirates.
I know. You were the liveliest guy in the squad, too.
You do a lot of talking. I didn't see you doing any spring training with Cleveland, boy.
That's all you know about it. I went to Phoenix and worked out with the club. I even got a uniform that says Indians on the shirt.
Yeah, and you're the first Indian I ever saw carrying a papoose in front.
And another thing, I'm not a coward like you. I did a television show Easter Sunday.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I mean, it was wonderful that this Easter people didn't have to hunt for eggs. You dropped them right in the living room.
From now on, I want to hear all the lines at rehearsal. Right?
I know. Something transpired that you didn't expect.
Stole my ad lib, too, huh? I'm confused. Did we mention my new picture, Fancy Pants?
Yeah, now that you've finished the picture, why don't you send the pants back to Gussie Moran? Listen, did we mention the picture we're riding high? We got to that, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Fine. We got that. And you know, Bing, I'm a real fan of yours. As a matter of fact, I've seen every picture you ever made.
I appreciate that. I want to thank you for contributing at the box office. That must be quite a sum.
No, not as much as you think. During most of your career, I was getting in for half price.
Dream on, dream on. I'll say one thing for you, Bob. By attending my pictures, you've learned a lot. If you keep working hard, someday you'll be a leading man, like I am.
Look who's calling himself a leading man. Last week, three women in Glendale reported his ears as flying saucers.
They thought your beak was one of the 23-inch men, too, you fellow. Furthermore, Flabby, your irascible harangue on my physiognomy is without my approbation, is of a contumelious and supercilious nature.
I don't know what you said, but words that long can't be clean, and I'll report it.
What I was trying to convey to you, Rob, is that I wish you'd pull yourself together because it's time now to introduce our first guest.
Well, I hope it's Dottie L'Amour. I'm tired of looking at you, you big, blue-eyed money bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, here now is our favorite girlfriend, the lovely lady of the screen, Miss Dorothy L'Amour. Hi, Daddy.
Hello, Bing. Do you mind if I squeeze in here?
Just get in. We'll do the squeezing, honey.
Kid hasn't changed, has he?
Nope. He's still the same old rheumatic Romeo.
Don't play hard to get her. I may change my mind. But, Daddy, it sure is good to see you.
Yeah, you're looking great, Daddy. That dress is so... Well, gee, it makes you look... You're so...
There goes his appendix stitches. Bring in Ori Kelly and stitch him up.
What transpired? We get Don Loper.
Why are you two fellas doing this baseball broadcast? I never thought of you as athletes.
Get out. We're big athletes.
Certainly. Didn't we chase you around Paramount for 7 years?
Yeah, but you never caught me.
Maybe not, but our breath sure scorched a lot of your sarong.
Dorothy, it's safe for you to come back to Paramount now. I think Hope's out of breath.
Old dishpan ears is bitter, you know. They get that way in second childhood, you know. Tell the truth, Dottie. Who's your favorite leading man in the movie? Tell the man.
Alan Ladd.
Any more questions, Bob?
Watch for it at your neighborhood theater, folks. The next road picture starring Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Zazu Pitts. You better reconsider, Dottie. After all, I have such a nice profile.
Yeah, but Alan has a whole face.
You're looking for trouble, aren't you?
Watch closely, folks. At no time does Mr. Hope display any talent.
Say, abalone ears. You're being bitter. You hate me, don't you?
No, Bob, I
yes,
really
you
don't.
Do. Yes,
no,
you do. I can tell
I
the way
love
you say
you.
It. You don't. Then kiss me.
Think I want to kiss you with Dottie standing here?
Oh, go ahead and kiss him. I'm not interested.
No, you know that you love us, Dottie, and we love you.
Why, of course, we're buddies.
Yes.
Comrades to the end.
It's very sentimental. John Scott, give us the downbeat. Listen, Robert.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Why, lard.
Could I give you the information now?
What did Dixie say?
Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you?
What transpired?
Robert, I'm telling you now.
I think this kid wants to go study.
My heart would break in two if you'd refuse me.
As an ether hangover.
I'm no good without you anyhow.
I know, I've seen your cinemas.
Say, have I told you lately that I love you? Oh, well, Bobby, I'm telling you now.
We're lovely. We're engaged. We use Brillo.
When I heard about your operation.
Thanks for the get well, Mickey Finn, you slipped me.
Then, old pal, believe me, I was loyal.
I'll tell Senator Johnson you're a nice kid.
Yes, I rushed right down and bought some stock in that hospital.
Why'd you do this?
With your luck, I figured they'd strike oil. Your life would be so drab if you should lose me. Watch those stitches when you take a bow. Have I told you lately that I love you?
Sisters of the Skillet.
Well, buddy, I'm telling you now.
What about the baseball? I thought we had baseball in here someplace. Kids?
Oh, how they love the grand old game of baseball. The thrilling crack of horsehide on the bat. The cheering crowds, the hot dogs and the peanuts. They've got the concession for that.
Red Hots, get your Red Hots.
All right, your Red Fish Toast is Venus. Her Red Fish Toast is Venus.
I want a lollipop.
We'd pine away without those golden Wheaties. They are great for growing boys, that's sure. And now for grown-up boys, here's something special. Not Wheaties, but Dorothy L'Amour.
Come in, Mother.
Have I told you fellas that I love you?
I think she's trying to come between us, Dad.
Have I sung your praises loud and sweet?
Oh, this chick is getting homey.
Did I ever tell you boys how mad I am about you?
Let's have it, Ma.
I must have been crazy with the heat.
Have I told you lately how I miss you?
What a friendship!
Dear old pal,
With tears, my eyes are wet.
Woo-hoo!
For we traveled down that road for Paramount together.
Oh, brother, how corny can you get?
This heart would break in two if I should lose you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you?
Well, Buster, I'm telling you now.
Oh. Jessica, your net is dragging.
Yes, sir, them's our real sentiments, folks. Now, ladies and gentlemen, inasmuch as our purpose this evening is to welcome back baseball, it behooves me at this time to drop in a note of authenticity in the person of the leading home run hitter of the major leagues, the Pummelin' Pirate from Pittsburgh, Mr. Ralph Kiner.
Thanks, Ray.
Ralph, I want you to edge right in here, and I want you to meet a couple of friends of mine, Dorothy L'Amour and Gussie Moran. I mean...
Miss L'Amour is beautiful, but... Gussie's rather a disappointment.
We're in trouble. This kid gets laughs, you know. Look inside the hair on that man's chest. Maury Amsterdam. What a waste of talent. A guy like Kiner playing with Pittsburgh. If you want to get out of the Bush Leagues, Ralph, talk to me later.
Get away. Get out of here now.
Talk to me later.
Now, wait just a minute.
Playing with...
Wait a minute. I don't like to be an old fuddy, buddy, but I don't think...
I'll talk
to Hope. I don't think you should have any dates.
Well, maybe Bob has something
later
to say to me.
But Ralph, wait a minute. I don't like...
Packs a real message.
Don't think you should talk to Hope. Well, now, even though you...
Has something important to say to me. And I'm sure Miss Moore packs a real message.
High and on the outside, doesn't he? Now, even though you're in Hollywood, Ralph, I don't think you should break training.
Don't pay any attention to this pooped-out pinza, you hear?
I don't want you fooling around with Kiner, either.
Wait for my laugh.
All right. Don't you fool around with this boy. Take a look at those wrists. Those strong wrists of his to send that old pill a-sailing, boy.
Does just swinging a bat develop your wrist like that?
No, what really gives me this development, Dottie, is the extracurricular work I do.
Really? What transpired?
No, I mean...
No, wait. I'm sorry, Ralph. I'm sorry. I lost my thing. Look, let's get extracurricular, you say?
Yeah.
Well, really, your extracurricular work, you do that, huh? Well, really. I say to you in all earnestness, what is that?
Well, after every game, Crosby makes me squeeze oranges for Minute Maid.
Boy, you sure got a head for business, Bing, that's all.
Thank you.
I never saw a better one for squeezing oranges on.
Now, wait a minute.
That's my line. Wait a minute. Look, just stick to playing ball, Connor. That's my line.
Well, Bob, I just didn't think you could handle it.
Ralph, I tell you, you just got to grab anything you can here, Ralph.
He can grab me.
How can he miss?
Pardon me a minute, darling fellows.
Are we canceled?
Don't get excited, Bob. You see, Bob, along about here, the Wheaties people would like to have us drop a few words gently into the microphone concerning their delicious, energy-giving product.
Yeah, we got a real champion here, Ralph Kiner. Perhaps he'd like to say something about the breakfast of champions.
I certainly would, Bing. Wheaties is my favorite breakfast food.
Ralph, is it true they send you a case of Wheaties every time you hit a home run?
Well, that's right, Dottie.
Ralph's got more Wheaties than the Wheaties people have.
You sign with the Indians, Ralph, and every time you get a case of Wheaties, we'll furnish the milk. We keep cows in the outfield, you know.
You ought to have some ball players out there, son.
No insults during the commercials.
I'm sorry.
Recognize a man from the major league.
Please. I'm sorry. I guess I just lost my head.
Well, we'll put an ad in the paper. Say, I mean, it may not be worth much, but it has a sentimental value.
Well, folks, I know most of us just don't have the knack of slugging homers to get our Wheaties, but I do know that all of us are interested in feeling good.
Yes, folks, famous ball players like Ralph Kiner, Jackie Robinson, and Tommy Henrich, they all go for the fast-stepping nourishment in these crisp, toasted flakes of 100% whole wheat. And it's nourishment you can use, too, whatever your age, whatever you do. So tomorrow morning, every morning, start your day with milk and fruit and Wheaties. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
A great ballad by Mr. Victor Young and Mr. Ned Washington. My Foolish Heart.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware, my foolish heart. How white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that'll fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. This time it's love, my foolish heart.
That's it. That about. Thank you very much. That about brings to a close Wheaties' second annual Welcome Back to Baseball. I want to thank Bob Dottie and Ralph Kiner for helping us out in this salute to our national game.
Yes, sir, Bing. Baseball is a great American game because the essence of baseball is teamwork, and teamwork is what made America.
It's good to know that young America idolizes our baseball heroes, not only because of their professional skill, but because of their clean living habits, too.
Well, Bing, I'll be right out there at the ballpark with my hot dogs.
I'll be right behind you with my peanuts.
And I'll be right behind you with Kiner.
He's got to play. You think that's not play?
Thanks very much, Ralph.
Thank you, Bing.
And thanks, folks. Good night.
Welcome Back Baseball was produced and transcribed in Hollywood, California by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie and was brought to you by Wheaties, the breakfast of champions. Remember Ralph Kiner, Jackie Robinson, and Tommy Henrich? They all eat Wheaties. Champions do, so why don't you?
You're listening.